we were reviewing the laws of Psukei Zimra, and we said that one has to have extra kavanah. We're up to Halacha Yud Aleph. One has to have extra kavanah in the pasuk Potechet Yadecha in Ashrei. We have to have kavanah in all of Ashrei, but specifically in the pasuk Potechet Yadecha, because really all of Psukei Zimra was instituted for that pasuk. That's the pasuk in which we mention that Hashem is watching over all of us. He's watching over our parnasa. And if one did not have kavanah there, he has to say it again. And he doesn't have to review the whole Ashrei again, just that pasuk. Now, if a person noticed that he didn't have kavanah and he's in the middle of Psukei Zimra, so he says the pasuk wherever he's holding. If he suddenly noticed after Yishtabach, so then you can't pause in the middle, so after he finishes Shmona Esrei, then he'll say, Somech Hashem l'chol noflim, v'zukev l'chol akfufim, einei chol elecha yisaberu, and then potech et yadecha. You begin with two psukim beforehand. Some have the custom that when they say potech et yadecha, they spread their hands, spardim do that, as though they're getting it from above right then. The custom is to stand when we say Vayvarech David, till we conclude the pasuk Atah Hashem Elokim, and when he reaches the pasuk Vata Moshel Bakol, God, you control everything, so then he gives some tzedakah. One has to be careful that from the time one begins Yishtabach till the conclusion of Shemona Esrei, one is not supposed to say anything even for the sake of a mitzvah, and one should say the prayers straight. He shouldn't have a gap, a pause, even a silent pause. He should just say the prayers straight from Baruch Shamar through Yishtabach. Next time we'll pick up with what pauses would we permit if one had to pause to say Amen, etc.